Chapter 3. Brooks. What would her parents think? Brooks, the daughter of an affluent African-American couple, refused to tarnish her family's name. On one hand, her parents would be extremely proud of her. On the other hand, if her secrets surfaced and publicly humiliated them all, Morgan's plan would crush the entire Kennedy family. Brooks doubted that Morgan had given any thought to the worst possible outcome. Saying yes is the easy part, but what about... Brooks's words trailed off into deeper thoughts. Having the media uncover every mistake she'd made in her entire life and use those mistakes against her was not something she wanted to experience at 45 years of age. Plus, most politicians were married. If only for media purposes, and not necessarily because they unconditionally loved their spouses, their images were a factor. Flashbacks of her kissing an underage boy over 20 years ago came to mind. She'd been 25. He was 17. She hadn't had sex with him, even though she'd wanted to. What if he still had those naked photos of her? The media would throw her under the bus, and a jury might have enough evidence to prove she'd had sex with a minor. No fucking way, Brooks thought, then began, "You know," Morgan quickly interrupted, "that's between us." "Yes, you can do this."
"If she won't do it, I sure as hell will," Storm said.
Revealing her affair with Morgan wasn't where Brooks had been headed, but maybe that was what Morgan thought she was going to say, and that was another reason why Brooks had to say no.
"What's between you two?" Hope asked. Good ol' Hope always tried to figure out what wasn't being said.
Ignoring Hope's valid question, Brooks addressed her own concerns. "Me? Run for governor? Of the state of California? This year?" She swallowed the tension in her throat. "I'm not so sure about that. My opponents are going to strip me naked." One of them already had. It was just that none of the girls knew she was sexing Governor Bailey Goodman.
Better me than you.